Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. All across America, small towns and large cities are facing the social realities of homelessness and the steady increase in demand for homeless services. Sadly, our country's veterans are far more likely than most Americans to experience homelessness, in part because of their high rates of post-traumatic stress disorder, physical injuries and disabilities, and many other factors. While providing shelter and services to those most in need is critical, the national conversation is shifting from managing to ending homelessness, especially chronic homelessness among veterans. Several years ago, the federal government made a commitment to prevent and end veteran homelessness by 2015. To make this goal a reality would require the breaking down of institutional silos and increasing collaboration amongst federal agencies. In an effort to do just that and confront a seemingly intractable issue, two federal departments, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, have joined together to strategically align their resources and coordinate efforts to end veterans' homelessness. How are VA and HUD working together to end homelessness among veterans? What does it mean to pursue a housing-first approach to ending veteran homelessness? And how are VA and HUD raising awareness about available programs for those most at risk? We will explore these questions and so much more with our very special guests. Susan Angel, Executive Director of the Veterans Homelessness Initiative at the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, and Mark Johnston, Acting Assistant Secretary, the Office of Community Planning and Development within the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Hello, Susan. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Hello, Mark. Welcome. It's great to have you.
Thank you.
So, Susan and Mark, before we delve into specific components and programs that comprise your collective efforts, I would like to set some context. Ending homelessness among veterans is a top priority for the White House, HUD, and VA. This commitment is reflected in the nation's first comprehensive plan to prevent and end homelessness, Open Doors. First, would you tell us more about the vision outlined in this plan and how your efforts build on its foundation? And second, in order to improve outcomes for America's veterans experiencing or at risk for homelessness, the Open Door Plan concentrates on specific actions in five key areas. What are those areas?
Well, let me give just some brief context here, and that is for years, the federal government has been trying to confront homelessness, but this is the first time that we've ever actually had a strategic plan to end it. In the past, we've tried to manage it, we've tried to address it, but we've never been committed to actually ending homelessness. And so the 19 agencies that make up the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness, which have great leadership from the VA and HUD, and other agencies are very involved as well, really got their arms around the fact that there are various subpopulations of the homeless that we need to focus on if we're going to strategically end this problem. So the goals include ending chronic homelessness, that's persons living on the streets or in shelters for long periods of time who are disabled. There's ending veteran homelessness, ending family and children homelessness. And then the last goal was simply, not even frankly that simply, but to help set the path for ending all other forms of homelessness. So there's some folks that don't fit into those categories, such as single individuals that don't have disability. But our primary focus is chronic homelessness, veteran homelessness, and family and youth homelessness.
Susan, what about your perspective?
We share both VA and HUD an agency priority goal through the White House Office of Management and Budget. And this goal aligns our objective of ending veteran homelessness as it's outlined in Opening Doors. The VA plan specifically, the six key areas that we address are outreach, treatment, prevention, housing, income, and very importantly, community partnerships.
Right. So, Mark, as a follow-up, what does it mean to pursue a housing-first approach to ending veteran homelessness? What evidence supports that this is the best approach or the most effective approach?
Well, the concept of housing-first came about from an outreach worker in New York City named Sam Samberis, who was – when he was engaging homeless persons and was trying to help stabilize them so they could move into, for instance, emergency shelter, kept getting these responses that, I don't want to go to shelter. I don't want to get stabilized. I want a house. And so he changed his thinking and therefore his program in terms of what he was going to do. And the concept of housing first is really get people housed first and then focus on everything else. Because once you're housed, one of our most basic needs in life, then you can start focusing on the other issues around you, such as perhaps your drug abuse or mental health issues. So at first, many groups were skeptical of this approach. Even HUD was concerned. And so we did a national study to get a sense of how well it did work. And we were quite impressed with the results that, in fact, about 84% of all chronically homeless persons, that's persons living on the streets with a mental illness, were still housed a year after they got placed immediately into their own apartments. And so we really have been touting that with the VA for 4 years now, that this really is the solution for people that need long-term permanent housing.
Great. So, Susan, I want to understand the population, the veteran homeless population, because they have characteristics that are distinct from non-veteran homeless populations. What are some of the characteristics of an at-risk veteran?
Homeless veterans are typically males between the ages of 31 and 61, and they have many risk factors for homelessness. First, poverty, lack of good health and support services, unemployment, a lack of access to affordable housing. They might have disabling psychological conditions like post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, domestic violence, military sexual trauma, drug and alcohol issues, physical and mental illness, past history of incarceration, a difficult transition from active duty service. But of all of the risk factors that I've mentioned, poverty is the number one risk factor. Another unique factor for veterans, they are usually entering the homeless service provision area by themselves. They don't come with families or partners. They are by themselves. So quite a bit of isolation.
So you folks needed, Mark, you needed to understand the scope and dimension of this population to really align your resources and your programs to target them and to solve this issue. How did the annual Veterans Homelessness Assessment Report factor into your efforts to better align your resources to address this issue?
For years, HUD had limited data on homelessness, and it was hard to get a handle on how to solve the problem without having good data. So we started collecting data in 2005 in a very systematic way, where each community was required to give us different kinds of information. One of it was point-in-time information, where every city in January collects information on how many homeless persons they have, with some breakouts such as how many are single, how many are families, et cetera. So we also realized that over time, homelessness looks quite different. Mm-hmm. So at a point in time, we have about 636,000 people who are homeless on any given day. But over the course of a year, we find that there's about 2 million homeless people. So it's a population that moves in and out quite a bit. So we collect the data in both those different ways. So our report to Congress looks at point in time as well as longitudinal data to get those two different looks at it. We realized several years ago, as we were committing with the VA to end veteran homelessness, we need to have some specific focus on that. So we have a supplemental report just on homeless veterans that HUD and VA jointly submit to the Congress. And it's from that report that we know things like today we have about 62,000 homeless veterans. We know that of all adults, about 13% are veterans. And we also know that in the last 2 years, we've been able to reduce veteran homelessness by about 18%.
So, Susan, given your efforts, how critical has it been to break down the institutional silos that existed beforehand that allowed you folks to collaborate, you and HUD and VA and HUD? And how are you employing sort of a shared leadership concept?
Well, breaking down the silos within government is critically important and I think is really the foundation of our success. We have a shared leadership that's very important to both of our organizations. It's so important that both of our secretaries, Secretary Shinseki and Secretary Donovan, have agreed to form a 2-year leadership team for the United States Interagency Council on Homelessness. And this facilitates long-term planning and goal setting for the 19 members of this agency. So this is the first time this has happened, and it really shows how closely we are working together, and there isn't a silo between VA and HUD. We also support the shared leadership by reviewing data together. We develop joint interventions in communities that are struggling. We team up for opportunities like this so we can jointly get the message out to people that government is working together as a team to solve a very critical social problem in our country. We do things like joint briefings to Congress. Mm-hmm. Everything we can do together, we do it.
How are VA and HUD working together to end veterans' homelessness? I will ask Susan Angel from VA and Mark Johnston from HUD when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.